Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
They get you going. They get you going every day.
He looks worse than me. Way worse than me.
Toucher and Rich.
And I don't look good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. No!
It's the
Bengals. Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in this chest.
Oh! 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on twitch.tv. The Bankroll Boys. Let me tell you all about the Bankroll Boys. No Dan Livshetz in studio. He was supposed to be here.
Uh-oh.
Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Joe Murray is in here, and are you concerned about Dan Livshetz?
A little bit. This only happens once in a while here. We communicated last night. Dan was out. Dan usually is like, hey, you guys, texted him last night. Hey, you know, did you hear from Dan? He said, no. I go, all right, well, I'll just see you at 7 o'clock. He said, all right. So now I'm a little concerned.
He's not passed out a dumpster behind the Kowloon by any chance?
No.
Big night?
No, I was there last night. I had a nice
really?
Time.
You don't say.
I have not been there in almost a month and a half.
Look at that shirt, boy. Just a subtle flex from Joey Bags over there. Look at him.
Yeah, this is a collaboration of,
I see.
Of my buddy Jared. And,
Section 10 in the Kowloon. Look at that. Yeah.
I don't know where you can buy it, but.
You can't buy it. It was a collab.
There it is.
It was only a one day. It's selling on eBay for like $1 trillion.
So I don't care. I'm in. You know, they made it Bankroll Boy size. So
speaking of selling, I see that you are a season ticket holder with the Patriots. Now, where are your seats? What section are you in?
Section 236.
Okay. You're selling your tickets, right, to Tom Brady's return.
So it's funny because Mary, our boss, was listening to the show one day when we discussed this, and she goes, Joe, you should sell your tickets. And I was like, okay, well, you going to get me a press pass? So that's what it comes down to. I work post games. So, you know, if I can get a press pass to the games, I'm going to sell my tickets.
Yeah, because 236 on this, like, secondary website, it's a big one, they're right now, today, selling the tickets for $2,100 a piece.
Done.
Yeah, oh, done. Man. You don't even think twice about that, right?
Unless it's, you know, I need to know who it is, but, you know, because if someone goes in there and is routing, I lose my seats, so I don't want to do that, but...
Does that ever happen?
Like, yeah, dude, if you tailgate in the parking lot and you get in trouble, they'll rip your tickets away. I've seen it happen. Absolutely. Yeah, the waiting. Dude, I'm
when
still.
When do people get rowdy in the Patriots parking lot? Like, I gotta be honest.
You ever go to P10, parking lot P10? It's rowdy over in P10, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's where all the guys like me are. You know? And nobody uses the porta potty.
What did these people do to get their tickets torn? Because I swear to you, I've been like to a bunch of Patriots games, and I've yet to see something that was truly chaotic, like anywhere near like a Buffalo Bills type of thing.
There's no tables. There's none of that. But I think I like P10 the most.
What happened, though? What did you see that got someone's ticket torn?
I just think it's like not using the restroom is one thing. I've definitely seen couples getting it on in the. Yeah, I've seen all that.
Yeah, I had friends who had, I've talked about this before, I had a big group of friends from high school who had Lions season tickets, and slowly they got taken away from all of them. They just, until it was like two guys left that had season tickets.
I just think out of all the football stadiums, and I've only been to like four, but out of the four I've been to, this is definitely the most polite tailgating I've seen. Like, the most family-friendly.
Two different worlds. The actual parking lot is like, you know, hey, we got to get there early, get to the parking lot. The other places. Like, there are some, you know, really nice, like, RV setups and things like that. Those are all the calm people. But I'm telling you, way back in P10, that's where the excitement happens back there, the $40 parking.
All right.
Sometimes the RV people go off.
Last year... we did an event, and the RV people let us sit with them. It was the Dallas game 2 years ago, and it was a rain game, so they let us hang under their tent the whole time. They started feeding us chili and beer. I'm like, this is great. We even got to use their bathroom inside their RV. It was awesome.
That happened to me in Kansas City. There was a dude who had a school bus with, like, five beer taps on the side of it, and I have pictures of me, and it was all Kansas City fans, and they let us hang out the entire time. I don't think I even went into the game until the second quarter. I was having such a good time.
Yeah, that's happened. There was a Denver game on a Monday night wall like years ago. They were down 20, like some. They were down like two touchdowns early on. I never made it to the stadium. Just sat in the parking lot the rest of the night.
Was that the comeback they wound up winning?
No. That was the win game.
Oh, okay.
That was at Survivor Series WWE that night.
Of course.
I got in my car and they made a huge comeback.
Of course you were. Game. All right.
You made the right choice. You saw who survived the whole series.
Do you think if you would have gone in, there would have been shenanigans and you would have received a letter of disinvite that they like to give people? That's right. Their way of saying you are disinvited for future things. That's the official title of what they give you if they kick you out.
Very easy to enforce that.
That waiting list, though, no joke. Yeah. I know some people that have been on it since 2001.
Yeah, I have a feeling... That not too long from now they're going to be like,
yeah, well, the schedule,
I wish I didn't take away your tickets.
The schedule saved, I think, this season, though. Like, I have until June 1st to buy my tickets. Last year they let you know, take a buy year. But yeah, I have until the 1st. I'm going to do it. I like the schedule. I think obviously the Brady matchup is the way to go, but I think, just from looking at it quickly, I think Cam Newton's going to be the quarterback of this team to begin with. I don't love that, but I talked with Ted Johnson this weekend. We worked together, and he just thinks that the rookie quarterback's not going. It's just not going to happen here. Mm-hmm. But the way that they start, they could be 3-0 going into that Bucs game.
Oh yeah, it's realistic. Yep. There's no question.
And let's just say they're 7-2. You can't pull the plug on Cam Newton. But let's just say this: what the Dolphins did last year with Fitzpatrick. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a Flores thing. I don't know if there's a different philosophy.
Does Belichick do that with a rookie quarterback, though? Does he trust a rookie quarterback over Cam Newton?
My eyes tell me that Mac Jones is a better
decent,
passer.
Realize that. But if Cam's decent, does he trust a rookie quarterback over Cam Newton, who he has affection for?
No.
I agree, too.
No.
That schedule gets a little gnarly after the bye. Well,
only thing I could say is, I know Tom Brady was a different beast, but he wasn't a different beast in 2001. Like, they went with him over Bledsoe.
But he wasn't a rookie. Yeah. And Bledsoe got hurt.
Good point.
So, believe me, I remember when Bledsoe got hurt. I remember exactly where I was.
Mo Lewis. Got hurt. Yep.
The great Mo Lewis, Shade Tree Lewis, took him down. All right, some early lines are out for week one. And the Broncos-Giants line is Giants plus one. The reason I bring this up, I've talked to some people and heard some people. There seems to be a buzz around Vegas. Have you heard this about Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. This seems to be the place Vegas thinks that Aaron Rodgers would go.
Yep. I heard that as well. And even if Drew Locke was the quarterback, I would take Denver in this situation.
But they said that there is a little bit of... that it's already baked in the cake, as they say.
Yeah, who's the old lineman there? Played for Denver for years.
Schlereth.
Yeah, and there was another report I read this week. So, yeah, what are you going to give up? Both Bridgewater and Locke? Like, there's a lot of things of what Denver would do in that case. The way they approach the draft, taking Sertan and a running back, that makes it kind of interesting to me, because they were on the board for Fields. Like, they could have taken Fields, Jones, whoever.
They drafted like they knew they were getting a stud quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have this feeling that the Packers need to make a decision. Are they going to hang on to their GM, or are they going to go with Rodgers? I would just move on from the GM if that's the case. The report this week was they tried to give Aaron Rodgers the same type of contract as Patrick Mahomes, and he turned it down.
To me, that says this is not savable. Like, unless you get rid of, I don't even know if just getting rid of the GM is going to be the thing that keeps Aaron Rodgers there. I mean, if you give him, like, if you are offered that kind of money and you still don't want to be there, then I don't know how you can save that.
Yeah, and talk to Breer tomorrow, because he was on the Rich Eisen show. He mentioned that he has intel that Aaron Rodgers is now taking on the TB12 method.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's even talked to Tom Brady.
Well, Breer had something really interesting that I'll do now, since you mentioned his name, about he talks to a bunch of scouts, and he got a bunch of scouting reports from teams about the draft. And this explains a lot. So he's talking about why the Lions didn't trade down from 7 and why the Jets traded up to 14. I've seen some of the blah, 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 blah. I think the makeup of this year's draft class has to be considered as vital context on why things went the way they did. And over dozens and dozens of calls in the weeks leading up to the draft, a lot more after it, I feel the league consensus held that the non-quarterbacks in the ground broke this way. Consensus Tier 1, LSU's Ja'Marr Chase, Florida's Kyle Pitts. Tier 1, 2, split Oregon's Penei Sewell. Consensus Tier 2, J.C. Horn, Devontae Smith, Rashawn Slater, Patrick Surtain, and Elijah Vera Tucker, and Jalen Waddle. Tier 1 was gone outside the top 5. Our floater was the 7th pick. Tier 2 was gone by the 14th pick. And after that, there was a drop-off that left a lot of teams with the board full of second-round grades. So, basically, the Patriots were sitting where everyone's grades completely dropped off and had second-round grades, basically, on everyone.
Yep, and the linemen went before him. And then I read this week the Lions actually tried to trade up to the 3rd pick to get Sewell, and the Falcons just didn't take the call.
Yeah.
Read that yesterday. I thought that was interesting. I think Sewell's like the Hall of Fame pick. Like the Lions, I think that was the right thing for them to do.
But it just goes, again, just Mac Jones could have very well been available anywhere later in the first round. And also that if you were trading down to 23 or trading down to 28 or trading down to whatever, lots and lots and lots of teams had a colossal drop off more than most other drafts after the 14th player in the draft.
Not to stir the pot here, but if somebody wanted to trade up for Mac Jones, they could have done it.
Yeah.
The Patriots waited for it. Not even to mention the Arizona Cardinals thought that the Patriots are going to take Collins.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the video, they thought, oh, Patriots taking Mac Jones. Here we go. We got our guy. They were worried that the Pats were going to take him.
No, and I'm not talking about anything in particular. I'm just talking about that Mac Jones was going to be there. And that
they knew that. The Patriots absolutely knew it.
And that, again, that there was a belief in the talent that, according to Burt Breer, who says he's talked to dozens and dozens of teams before and after the draft, that there was a colossal drop-off after the 14th player in the draft, and that the players were all gone by pick 15. So, again, they, in retrospect, probably shouldn't have gotten rid of Brady, because they could have been the 28th pick and got him back.
Again,
Jones.
I have no problem with the Patriots taking a quarterback at 15.
I don't either. My point is, I don't think that anyone was overly interested in getting ahead of them and taking anyone.
How worried are you about Lifshatz right now?
He's probably dead.
I mean, I don't know, actually. I'm now starting to think about a degenerate special. What are we going to do there?
Yeah, not even. he didn't even call in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he could have Skyped in. I don't know what happened.
He could have Skyped in. He could have called in.
You can be like Grandma Toucher when my dad was late from work and be like, Freddy, I think he's dead.
Fred's dead.
I think your father's passed.
I don't. Lifshatz has a new car. He works from home.
Uh-huh.
He's got these dogs. I don't know. I'm now.
What does a new car have to do with?
I don't know. He can get it.
He was testing it out.
Trying to get himself a 10-second car.
Maybe he's going around Dead Man's Curve.
Is there some runaway straightaway? He's going 0-60 and timing himself.
He was dragging up 93.
Rested, man, right to the highway.
He's got a new car. Okay, great. Good for him.
As long as it's a Corona.
All right. We will be back. We will have more of the Bankroll Boys coming up, or Bankroll Boy, as Dan Livschitz might have left this mortal plane. He might very well be dead. All right. We will be right back.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, MA.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It is the Bankroll Boy. Dan Livschitz, nowhere to be found, but we have Joe Murray. And Joe Murray, are you making any bets for week one right now? Are you making any bets for the season? What are you doing?
So I've already taken the Patriots over 9 wins. I think that's... I got it at -130.
Wow.
So you have to pay a little bit of juice or vig for those who... you just have to pay a little. Usually it's 110. But I think at some books it's 9.5. I think you have to, Rich. I agree. Like, I just think this defense is too good, and I think the schedule is favorable.
Yep.
The worst part of the schedule is they're going to play three teams off a bye.
Yeah.
And their bye isn't until week 14.
Yeah.
But they should split with the Bills. I think they should.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, the Bills essentially have a similar schedule.
They have a Monday night football game at Buffalo, which I think will be tough. But I think they should be able to win that game at home. And let's not forget, they could have beat that team last year if Cam Newton doesn't fumble the football.
Yeah, Cam Newton. We'll see how good Cam Newton is. That's the key all of this.
And I just want to bring this up. Again, I was on with Ted over the weekend. Maybe you guys will have him on. He had some great stuff over the weekend about rookies playing in general. He had some interesting stuff about Ernie Adams.
Yeah, we're going to have him on tomorrow.
That I think you got to dig into that. It was good. I wish they'd post the shows.
Yeah,
they don't.
He's got some stuff on Ernie, the mystery of Ernie Adams who retired, but I have a feeling Ernie Adams is never going to be too far from the building.
Yeah. Remember when Belichick threw that phone last year on the sideline?
Oh, yeah, The one that said Ernie on it? We're like, is the honeymoon over? Yeah.
Joe Murray thinks that they pushed him out. That's my own opinion. You guys will talk with Ted and hear what happens there. But anyways, I'm going over 9.
Did you just call you? Did you refer yourself in the third?
Well,
person?
Yeah,
yes, that's exactly what just happened. Rich.
Joe's opinion is that I just want to make sure that it was mine. You know,
Joe also has shoes on right now to help him jump high.
That's right. Anyone, well, I can't jump, but that's
anyone get the reference? The Seinfeld where the guy referred to himself in the third person. Elaine ends up on a date with Jimmy. You're selling the shoes to help you jump high.
I'll tell you what I got bets on right now.
You don't know that Seinfeld?
Yeah, Jimmy. I know that Seinfeld. Remember Jimmy with the shoes? I know that Jimmy lives this, and she thinks it's Jimmy's a guy that.
So you know that, and you've never seen the show.
I've never seen it.
I somehow do not know that.
Oh my god! Wow, that's like a famous. It's so famous that, as I said, I've never seen it, but I know the reference.
Boy, John.
I know about Lois and the running race at the end. I know about the bet. You know, if Kramer comes in and says, I'm out. I know all about that stuff.
Crazy
Joe DiVola. I mean, I know all that stuff, but I don't know that one.
Oh, they took out part of your brain when they screwed with your ear.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Joey, all right, so you have the win total. You got them over 9.
Let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah, let's get to
it. I'm telling you right now. This is easy. If we betting has been difficult in 2021. I think it's because there's more bettors. The pandemic certainly jumped in on it. There's all sorts of books everywhere that I think people are just average bettors are just betting and it's ruining lines. Right now, let's be realistic. Do you think the Lakers are not going to win in the first round against the Suns?
That's a tough. I mean, that's the Suns are anyone who's watched them over the last like month or so. The Suns are a buzzsaw.
But the problem is the Lakers, rightfully so, have been playing possum for
Anthony
months.
Davis's groin is still kind of messed up.
He's averaging limping the other 35 points a game his last like 3 games or whatever though.
What's the spread? Like what are the odds right
so
now?
So the Lakers will be favored is what I think. It's the projected LeBron has never lost a first round series and it won't happen. So let's just look at it like this. The NBA is the easiest sport to bet on when it comes to the playoffs. Let's not even mess around here. The Lakers are going to beat the Suns. It's going to happen. Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, if you want to bet, lock this in right now. Take the Lakers plus 400 to win the championship.
Are we ringing the bell?
Ring it.
To win the championship.
Yes. So I have two bets right now. I have Brooklyn plus 300, and I have the Lakers plus 400, and I have them meeting in the NBA Finals this year plus 165. That is going to happen. Let's not even mess around here. Let's not go do a play-in game. Let's not do it. Don't even play the rounds. It's going to be Brooklyn versus the Lakers. It's the NBA. The two best teams will play. And one of those teams is going to win. It's going to come down to those two teams.
You're just dismissing Utah. You're just dismissing the Jazz.
Yes, the Utah Jazz. Yes, I'm dismissing them.
All right.
I'm dismissing the 76ers. I'm dismissing who else is on this? The Miami Heat.
Milwaukee.
The 76ers. Milwaukee.
Well, Milwaukee, I don't believe either. Yeah.
They handled the Nets pretty well.
Guys,
You think Utah's kind of like that Atlanta team that won 60 games with Mike Budenholzer?
No, I think that Utah got disrespected at the All-Star game this year. Ha ha, Utah. All the All-Stars. Ha ha. No, they're going to lose. They're going to lose. They're not. The Lakers are built to win this thing. The Brooklyn is built to win this thing. If you want to put money on other teams, go ahead. I think you're blowing your money. I think you're, and this is the NBA. Isn't this like the easiest thing to figure out? They're the two best teams. Now, when it comes to the NHL, it's a completely different thing. Colorado's the big favorite. I like Colorado to win it all last year. I also had Toronto to win last year, too. So, now, I don't know. So, right now, I'll tell you, I'm not taking the Bruins.
Hockey's got to be much tougher to bet this year.
See, but the Bruins, that's got to be such a tempting line. And I know, Joe, it's moved. But when a couple of days ago they had the Bruins at plus 1,200, like that just seems like it would be a crime to not put a little bit of money on that.
So right now, locally here, and this is what I don't like about these books, DraftKings locally has the Bruins plus 850. You can get them plus 1,350 at Bovada or BetOnline or these other books. That's what I look at. I hate looking at local lines because they get deflated. I just don't think the Bruins, the line's not out yet because the season hasn't ended. It's probably going to be near a pick 'em for the Washington series. Game one right now, the Bruins are minus 135. And, I mean, the more I look at it, I think the Bruins have more depth than Washington. I do. It's going to come down to Tuca. I've heard Fred's thoughts on this. If he gets into, I hope they pull him if he gets into any trouble. I really do. But I think this is the last crack for the Bees. I do.
Okay, but you're saying that's not a bet. You would not take them to win the whole thing, but you would take them to win this series.
I would take them to win this series. I don't like them to win the cup this year, even though I'd like to see them get there.
This is not the last crack. They got so much money coming in next year. They're going to reinvent
especially if
things.
Taylor Hall sticks around, man. This is not the last crack.
Do you want to pay him $7 million a year?
It depends for how couple, long.
For 4 years,
and
sure.
It also depends how he plays in the playoffs.
Serious question. Would you rather pay Taylor Hall or David Krejci that money?
Taylor Hall.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Younger by a lot.
No, I get it, but who's been like more consistent?
Well, Krejci has been consistently mediocre for many years. Does that count?
And consistently bad before Hall came in.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Taylor Hall is obviously playing inspired hockey right now. I don't like the fact that he goes to a team that stinks and he lowers his game and he takes his foot off the gas, but that's just a fact of playing in horrible towns like Buffalo sometimes. But now that he's here and now that he's playing well, and if he keeps this up through the playoffs, hell yeah, you give the guy a 4-year contract
unless
for $7 million a year.
You can pry Eichel away from Buffalo. And
which
then,
it sounds like he obviously, but that's a lot of money. That's a ton of money. How much does he have left on his contract?
Also, the neck injury worries me a little bit.
Okay, but you could afford him. So, if you said you could have Eichel or Hall.
I'd take Eichel over Hall.
Of course.
Sure. 5 years and $50 million left on that contract, I'd still take Eichel over Hall.
Yes.
What about Krejci at shorter money?
No.
Like $4 million?
No.
For 1 year?
Over Hall at $6.5, $7.
No, because that doesn't help you. You just kick the can one further year down the road, and this time you don't have Hall to re-sign. He's somewhere
else. According to Fuluto Shinzawa, he thinks that Krejci would come here on not like short money for short years, and you could re-sign Taylor Hall. And if that's the case, that's an ideal scenario.
Okay, no, it's not because what the scenario is then you're not looking outside your organization for anyone. That's his article was not an endorsement of doing it. He was just saying if you wanted to, you could probably bring the gang back next year.
We had him on. He said he would do it. That was a question we actually asked.
Because he said in his article that it was not an endorsement to do it. But then I disagree.
Yeah, but we asked him, and he said that's something that he would do if he was the Bruins.
I wouldn't.
Just real quick, when it comes to the last kick of the can, I think this is it for Tuca. I think he's going to walk away.
Yeah.
At some point. And if that's the case,
would do the Bruins a favor. It would. It would solve a lot of problems.
You would have so much money.
That would solve a lot.
If Tuukka Rask said, I'm retiring,
that would take away a big, big decision for the Bruins. Because they have the guy right there to replace him. So you wouldn't have to worry. You could pay Swayman what? I mean, he's on a 3-year entry level deal, right? So, I mean, you're paying an incredibly short amount of money for a
spend the money than draft the guys, that's for sure. When it comes to Sweeney.
Oh, they're going to have so much money, it's going to be ridiculous. I think they're in a great position right now. They're going to, if they play it right, if they're smart, I'm not bringing the gang back. Hell no.
That's why I think this is the last kick of the can. Just that gang together.
Oh, yeah. That gang together. But not in terms of the Bruins being a relevant hockey team.
Oh, hell no. Get rid of Tuukka. You got Swayman. If Krejci ends up leaving, you still got two great pieces on that second line.
You have $7 million available. You have $2 million for Halak.
This team's going to be good for several more years.
Yeah, I agree. And it's going to be a very, very interesting offseason because you're going to have a lot of money to play with.
Yeah. Hey, just wanted to throw a couple of fun lines at you guys. Do you think Tim Tebow makes the 53-man roster?
I do. Everyone else thinks he doesn't. I do.
I don't think so.
I do. The power of Christ gets everything done.
I can't argue with that.
Did you hear that, people in Jacksonville? I'm pro-Christ.
Pro-Christ, pro-Tebow.
The other guys don't like Christ so much, so they're saying no to Tebow, so send them death threats.
I think he's a good locker room guy.
I just don't want to kill you. What's that?
I think he's a good locker room guy. Ninkovich said he'd throw him around.
That was their motive. That was their reasoning a few years ago, Rich, is they loved Jesus so much they wanted to see me dead. Well, I'll tell you this. They were like the Crusades. They were modern day Crusaders.
They would send you Bibles covered in white powder.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, when I was getting numerous death threats from Mike.
Right. That was the weirdest thing. It was like, you obviously don't like God. You should die.
Yeah. Well, and meet my eternal damnation. All right.
No, I just don't like mediocre quarterbacks. Not even mediocre, bad quarterbacks. My favorite story was when he was the Patriots practice, and he threw a ball that was so, like, he hit a dude out of bounds. Like, he hit a guy who was, like, a photographer. His passes were so bad.
He could not throw without pads on with no defense on the field. There's only two guys I've heard who've done that in camps, Hackenberg and Tebow. And Hackenberg was basically Mackie Sasser in a football uniform. I guess he completely got ruined mentally. All right. All right, so what did we learn? We learned that we like the Patriots' win total over 9.
Yep.
We have learned that...
Bet on the Bruins in the first round not to win the Stanley Cup.
And that Joey says throw all your money on a finals of the Nets versus the Lakers with the Lakers taking the championship.
We're not messing around. Mess around?
Lakers and Nets, so you can bet them both because... if you put 100 on each, you're going to win money somehow, some way on either side. So.
And I lost my degenerate special of last week. That's okay. I was hot for about 3 weeks in a row. But without Lifshatz here, it just seems not.
Degenerate specials if Lifshatz is still alive.
I texted him. Alive. Are you alive? And I've gotten crickets.
Well, people are sending me pictures of him at the airport, and it's Ted Cruz with a handbag.
All right, well, listen to the Over Under 98.5 podcast, perhaps in memoriam, is this week. And
we'll have lots of picks this week. We've been kind of shy, a little light on the picks because the games haven't been really
Playoffs time. It's playoff season. Right. Come on. Yeah.
And from 7 to 9 on Saturday morning, whether you're in East Lyme, Tennessee, listening online, or if
Connecticut.
You're Or Connecticut, same difference. It's all the same. All right. So thank you, Joe, for coming in.
Thank you.
Don't worry so much about your friend. If anything, he's in a better place.
I agree.
All right. That'll do it for the Bankroll Boys. We will be back in just a moment. Here are the headlines.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Talking about the game is no game.
You are listening. You are enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friends.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Lost tonight here. The Celtics will have to win their final two to finish above 500. Jared Allen, bounce pass. Sexton, hands off. Kevin Love, easy two.
Kevin Love is showcased.
Rebound belongs to Sexton. The clock will hit triple zeros. And it is over. And a long and winding up and down difficult road for the Boston Celtics has reached the final two games. For the Boston Celtics, it leaves their seed still up in the air heading into the final games this weekend. Final score, Cleveland 102, Boston 94.
Love's three-point shooting probably made us a little bit more anxious to the guard at the line, but we didn't do a good job of closing out necessarily the individuals that are probably more driving-oriented. Listen, we haven't been perfect. I thought that we had some really good possessions there at different times of the game, but just could never string enough of a run together on either end to separate when things were going a little bit better for us and to stay within reach at the end.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. That is the Boston Celtics losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers. You couldn't stop Kevin Love.
Anderson Varejao beat you last night. I didn't even know he was still in the league.
They just re-signed him. He was out of the league. They just got him like last week. Like, Sideshow Bob lives.
It's like it seems like once a week there's a new embarrassing way for this team to lose. And this week it's Anderson Varejao kicked your ass. I mean, it's another garbage loss, another garbage performance, another game that they should have wanted to win, another game that they let a nobody go off, and another low point in a season of low points. I mean, the Cavs coming into yesterday, what was it, John? 11 losses in a row before they
had lost.
The Celtics?
Yeah, Cleveland had lost 11 in a row, the last seven of which were by an average of 22 points.
Okay, and then Oklahoma City, when they came in here last time, how many times did they lost in a row?
I forgot already. It doesn't matter.
At least Cleveland has Kevin Love, and at least they have the dude with the afro who's all right.
Let's stop with Kevin Love, because that's the same guy who literally quit mid-game on the Cavs a couple weeks ago, and you let him go off and score 30, and what, he had like 14
all
rebounds
I'm saying
last night?
Yeah. Is I'm comparing it to Oklahoma City. All I'm saying is, at least on the Cavs,
you're
there
thinking
are guys
of Colin Sexton's the guy you're thinking of.
No, that's not the guy I'm thinking of. He was brought over in a trade. He's good. Jared.
Allen. Yes.
Jared Allen.
From Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's good. He's at least a rim protector.
Yes.
And so there's at least guys I've heard of, and I recall their basketball careers. That Oklahoma City team is still the best game of basketball I watched this year. Just of like, whoa! Like,
how can you play this bad?
I don't remember them from college. I don't remember them getting drafted.
That's a good point.
I don't remember any of these guys at all.
So, Fred, I think us three we're in a weird spot because we have Danny A and John at 9 o'clock. What haven't we talked to him about with this team that about how poorly they've been? Now, there's one or two things that I know. Like last night when I'm sitting down, you know, I'm always thinking, all right, what needs to be discussed with Danny Ainge? And, you know, there's a couple things, obviously, a couple small things, Jaylen Brown in the offseason. But, I mean, literally everything else. Brad Stevens and whether or not he's connecting with the players, whether the effort is there, whether there's some sort of malaise in the locker room, where is it coming from? I mean, I don't think that there's anything
there's no
that we
boxes
haven't. We've checked every
no box,
box with
you have to
Ainge.
Check off. Just the idea with the Ainge interviews now is just to make it as entertaining as possible.
Well, so the, here's what
if it, ignore every tweet saying you took it easy on him. Ignore every single thing.
I haven't cared about that in a while. But the one thing I do want to know, like, I mean, is there anything that? Is there any other angle that has not been covered with this guy? And if anyone knows, if you've got a question you want Danny Ainge that you've been dying to know
about
why
this
team sucks.
You're not going to get a good one.
We never do. 617-779-0985 if you have one, because I'm sitting here last night saying, how much more can you crap on this team?
Well, who else?
Everything's been said.
And by the way, who's passionate about this Celtics team right now? Like, who? Like, is that riled up about it?
I you know what? I was a couple of weeks ago. I was pissed because, I mean, listen, I like this team. I'm astounded at how much they've underperformed. But now it's like after a couple of weeks of just realizing that they're never going to get any better. Like this
let the season
awful.
End. It's just let it end. Let it get it off of mind. They're playing for no reason.
You see, but the thing is, when the season ends, here's my worry, and this is the one thing I am going to talk to Danny about, is that I am afraid that this team is going to, Danny in particular, go into the offseason and say, well, you know, Jaylen was hurt, and you know, there was a whole COVID thing, and then they're going to try to run it back without making drastic overhauls and changes. And you can't do that with this team. Something is wrong. Something is off. They've been healthy enough. There's going to be the whole, well, you know, the starters only play 10 games. They've been healthy enough to not be this awful. On top of that, effort is something that individually guys can give even when you don't have a full starting lineup, and we just don't see it. So last night, Fred, I was sitting in front of my computer going, I don't know what's left to ask Danny about.
Well, like, no, the days of grilling Danny about this and that are over. I mean, it's just it's tiresome at this point. I mean, there's nothing to do.
Yeah, because it's all been asked, and we've talked to him about all of it.
The story's been the same for a long time, and the questions have all been asked, and there's the guy didn't kill anyone or anything. I mean, the guy didn't set out to make a team that was going to be in the play-in tournament. I mean, it is what it is. And there's nothing really to express. I mean, you know all about Tatum. You know all about Smart. We've covered everything. I mean, it's been weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of this. You try to make it as conversational and as entertaining as possible.
So it's like, can you ask Ange why he didn't sign Anderson Varejão in the buyout market?
No, seriously, if you have a question about Ange that's like even like a little off center, that's not even about the Celtics. If you know something about Ange that we don't know that we can ask him about, that's not even about the Celtics, feel free. Because I'll run with that. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, do you think the guy's happy that they're in the play-in tournament? You think that he's sitting there like smoking a cigar with his feet kicked up going like, I've done it? I mean, the guy obviously isn't happy with the way they've been playing, and we've gone over it over and over and over again.
We have a caller on line one that says Smart is regressing this season. We talked about that.
We're not talking about Marcus Smart.
What I'm saying is we've asked him about that.
Ad nauseum. We are not asking about Marcus. Well, I'm not telling you what to do. We're not going to. My advice would be not to ask about Marcus Smart this
week. I have two questions to ask him that I think are important questions because of developments over the last couple of weeks. But, I mean, other than that, it's like how many more things can be bad about this?
I have one Celtics question, and it's just the way that it worked out with Jaylen Brown's injury. And I don't think there's anything nefarious. I'm just curious how it works.
You're talking about the bonus, yeah.
Yeah, because he got the bonus, but I am curious if the team is legally allowed to give him the bonus anyway. You understand what I'm saying? So if you had a, it's legal in the league. So if you don't know, Jaylen Brown had a bonus if he played, I think, 56 games, and he got injured in the 52nd game. So he played three games after that, and then got the surgery, and he got the surgery following the game that gave him the $500,000 bonus. So my question just to Danny is something that I've heard people bring up is, are you allowed under NBA rules, would you have been allowed to give him that bonus anyway if he would have had to leave because of an injury?
I don't even know if that story's true.
Like, that's it is true. Too. It is true.
It's been confirmed?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, because I saw that around there. And by the way, I mean, I don't even fault, like, it was bad enough for him to have to get surgery, and he played extra through the pain. So why are we killing Jaylen Brown?
I didn't say about killing anyone. I'm curious if you could have given it.
Why are people killing Jaylen Brown?
I haven't heard anyone kill him. I just it's a curiosity. Like, I'm just wondering if he felt okay. So here would be the thing: did he feel like he had to play those extra three games to get the money? Like, would you have been able to give him the money anyway? Mm-hmm. That's the only question I have, just because it's curious. I don't. It's not like a smoking gun or anything that I'm trying to like catch him in a trap. I'm just curious about it, like, because the team knows he's injured and the team knows what's going on and the team let him play. So I'm just wondering if they have a conversation like, hey, I want to get this bonus. I'm going to have to get surgery. Would you mind if I play these three games? And they're like, yeah, sure. I don't know how it works.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Our listeners stepping up. Ask me if you remember coming into the Burger King on the Mass Pike. It's now a McDonald's a few hours before an NBA Finals game in 95 and ordering huge amounts of food with Kevin McHale.
They I'll ask him about it.
There we go. Got it.
I'll ask him.
Done.
Did you guys always get McDonald's before games?
It was Burger King at the time. Then they switched it to a McDonald's later on.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You don't see a lot of the Kang around here.
Man, where's the nearest Burger King?
You don't see
there's one in Alston. There's one in Alston.
Are you sure it's still there?
No, I'm not. Because and I'm not sure.
That was a once-a-year trip for me after work, but I have not been to that area of Alston in a while.
Yeah. I haven't had a Whopper in forever.
Whoppers are all right. Oh, there's a Burger King right here, and I pass it every day, as a matter of fact. But it's always breakfast, though, when I go by there. I can't stand fast food breakfast. Ugh.
Oh, you see, I'm old school McDonald's and like Dunkin' Donuts breakfast. I love breakfast sandwiches. Like, I love breakfast sandwiches.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts is different because it's, I don't look at it the same way as like McDonald's or everything, but there's just something depressing about a fast food breakfast. Why am I up this early and why is this what I'm eating?
Somebody said, ask Danny why he canceled an appearance at my dad's furniture store in Vermont in 1987. I got stuck with Jerry Shisting.
Gary Strikey? A young Gary Strikey?
Strisky. Yeah.
Well, the hair Strisky guy. Yeah, Strisky would have been one probably.
That's why. You know, they let the dude just, the guy that had been there since 94 goes, because it's all about Strisky now. Who's the guy that just left SportsCenter?
Kenny Mayne.
Kenny Mayne, yeah.
Yeah, that's got Strisky written all over it. Move over, old man. All Here comes the Strisky-nator.
Yeah. I remember Jerry Strisky dropped a Pokemon reference on Jerry Remy.
No, it was Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, that's right. And it was actually great television. Because like, it was a great moment.
Remy had no clue, and there was an awkward silence for about 10 seconds
Gary
on
Strisky.
The broadcast.
I was, you know, I turn on SportsCenter about 4:30 in the morning, and I just heard... And then with the dime, and then another dime. He finished with 20 dimes. And I went, who's this jackass? And I looked up, it was Gary Strisky.
All right. I felt bad for Strisky because Strisky was the first guy to come in that wasn't like a woman. Like, we went from like Hazel May to Heidi Watney to Jenny Dell, and then it was Gary Strisky, and people like turned on him.
You don't have to
just
take
because
the job.
He wasn't a woman.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good looking guy, though.
That's a job for a woman.
And he did a good job. I thought he was like fine.
Eye candy for the ladies there.
It's the only way they're going to like you is if you're an attractive female. We've been over this. It just is what it is.
You wanted to go all out the other way, though. You wanted to get the big breasted woman. You wanted to like go way over the top.
Whoa. How is that over the top?
No, what I'm saying is make it blatant is the point.
The women they had hired for that job had all one in common. That they were
great looking.
And former beauty queens, some of them.
Yep.
So why hide? Why not just get like the hottest chick, like a super hot chick with giant cans and just be like, here's my girl.
That's right.
And why not? You would have a hit on your hands. I'd do that if I was the person in charge of it. And by the way, if you're Gary Strisky, you don't have to take that job. I mean, you can say like, maybe this isn't the best thing for me. Maybe I'm not going to be the guy in the stands. The only way you could get away with it, the guy, if it was like some old, like drunk ex-player. He's like, hey, I'm here with my fellows down here. Then you'd be like, yeah, look at him. All right, so Rich, what's coming up? I understand someone has got a political future in front of them.
Yes, they do, and we have not gotten to this yet, but it is fantastic.
Yes, one of our old friends is now in the political realm. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.